Let's see. You know, I like the Santana pick. I love Machado. I was surprised that Corey didn't take him. I really like his offensive picks. It shows he's done his homework. Corey Seager. I think he gets real good value in Darvish and DeGrom. You know, these guys rebounding from injuries, especially Darvish. I really like Mike Florio's draft. I think he's done a nice job.
He's
so
doing
far.
A solid job. He snaked me on Polanco, who I didn't really need, but Polanco is a good player statistically. Get the job done. I think he's off to a good start. You know what I'm saying? He's a smart kid. You know.
I don't even get what you guys laugh at anymore.
I'm just giggling.
Yeah, you're giggling. Tell him, what do you think of Michael Florio's draft?
I like it a lot. Yu Darvish being his number one pitcher, you're going to get a ton of strikeouts there. Then he gets a little value with Jacob DeGrom going a little later than he should. And I like his offense. And the only guy that I think might be a little early is Carlos Santana.
Who we just took, making the ass man, didn't they?
Yeah. Right. So it's not Gregory Polanco's a guy that can hit 20 home runs, steal 20 bases.
Yep.
You don't assess, but it's a homo pick, but not a bad pick. And Manny Machado there. He's got a good team.
All right.
You should call Benny on the air.
Oh, he's got kids. He's probably doing something.
That's why I'm saying. So we hear him in the background. The kid's like, Daddy, where you doing? You know what I'm saying?
you wonder why Michael Flores
used to do that, Corey.
You wonder why Michael Flores is a good producer. You want to call somebody, have his kids screaming on the phone in the background.
Corey used to do that. You know,
right,
like,
and that's why,
I remember
like
the early show that you guys had on internet radio together. You know, Corey would have, have the kids screaming
his own
in the background.
And it was terrible.
Yeah, that's when my daughter was baby back then.
She was a baby back then. Yeah, it was terrible.
We could call Benny and like had the ringing on air and stuff you guys really want.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, I guess we can do that.
coming out of break?
I guess it seems okay. Florio, you took Carlos Santana here as your first baseman.
Yes.
Why did you take Carlos Santana here? Who it seems like people at the table think it's a bit early.
I'm a big Carlos Santana guy. I know he's better in points or OBP leagues, but still, I think he can give me 25-plus homers. He's going to score a ton of runs, especially if he hits in the leadoff spot. He pretty much every year you can bank on him getting 80 RBI. His average isn't the best, but I really looked at the first base position, and after him, there was no one I really would have felt comfortable starting. Like, the next best guys are like Eric Hosmer, Albert Pujols, so I kind of thought it was get him now or really suffer at the position.
I think that, you know, I'm a Carlos Santana guy as well, and, you know, a lot of that does come from the OBP leagues and from the points league that I do play in. But I like Carlos Santana. I just think this kind of league, it was probably early. I think it went in just a different direction. Like, you didn't need the first baseman now. Like, I had no issue with Albert Pujols. I've said that before. Don't love Eric Hosmer. I don't think you needed Santana now. That would be my thing.
Yeah, maybe it's because I'm low on Albert Pujols. Like, I'm really scared by his injury. So I looked at the list of first basemen, and I was just like, there's no one else I would feel comfortable with.
Not even the resurgence, another year of Brandon Belt?
No.
Okay.